Welcome to the Plant Spirit Podcast on connecting with plant consciousness and the healing wisdom of nature. I'm your host, Sarah Artemisia, and I am so excited to introduce our next guest to the show today. Katie Rose Molina Browning is the director of Embodying Herbalism and steward of Casa Vida Flor in the rainforest of Costa Rica. She's a certified herbalist, flower essence practitioner, and earth-centered ceremonialist, and she offers tropical herbal mentorships and embodying herbalism through the moon cycles. So Katie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Sarah, for having me today. It's just, I am in such deep gratitude for you and your presence here at Casa Vida Flor today, here in Costa Rica, in the rainforest, on this land that is our new home. And yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So here we are sitting in the tropical rainforest of Costa Rica for a very special interview. And so we're really grateful that you've all joined us.
Yeah.
That you're here for this very special conversation. And I wanted to begin by bringing you into this land with us, into this place.
Yes.
Where we are sitting. It's very special. And so, Katie, I was curious if we could start there with sharing a bit about, you know, where is this land, this very sacred land that we are currently sitting on, that called to you in the dream time? Who is this land? And yeah, if we could just start there.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And I feel all of your presence here, and thank you for joining us in this very sacred and special place. So we are in San Ysidro de Peñas Blancas in Costa Rica, very near the Children's Eternal Rainforest on the Rio Chachagua, in a very, very special place, Casa Vida Flor. It is a home that came to being in my dream time, and it was a very special, very interesting experience to receive literally a physical manifestation of a home through the dream realm. So my journey in Costa Rica has been about 9 years long, and my husband, who is Nicaraguan and Costa Rican, and I met at Punta Mona Center for Regenerative Design on the Caribbean side, and that's where he grew up. And we have journeyed kind of back and forth between the United States and Costa Rica, but we were in Ashland, Oregon, when this dream came through, and there were conversations around it as well, that it was our time to really be back in the land of Costa Rica. And there was a very special dream where I had all of my senses, and I came through the Reina de la Noche flower, which is a very sacred plant guide of mine. And when I popped out, I was looking up at this incredible house that had these very particular bamboo balcony and these blue chairs. And there was a lot of joy that was happening around me. My daughter was running around the house just laughing in joy, like so much excitement and so much joy. And I could hear the river that was running through this land. This was before we actually found the physical manifestation of this land. And basically, we had, as I was looking up, I realized and could hear the birds from here that were very particular. Birds that I recognized that were from the mountains, like the mountain region of Costa Rica. So most of my time in Costa Rica has been on the Caribbean. And so it helped guide me to find this place. Basically, we were called here to this land in a very, very special way. And literally 2.5 months after that dream, we were stepping onto the physical being that is this land at Casa Vida Flor. And we then came into relationship and have become the stewards, but also the deep listeners of what is to come forth here. And so it has always been very much what my husband and I share, and my daughter was born here, that being in relationship with the land. And this is something that is really coming forth here and is literally being dreamed alive. So we have about an acre of land that is going to become being manifested into a teaching gardens and also a place for people to come and be in relationship with us here on this land and working with the plant realm and working with the plants as our guides, definitely on the side of medicine, but also just incorporating this beautiful, every aspect from food to medicine to being in relationship with the land here. And so, yeah, I teach workshops and classes, and I have herbal mentorships, tropical herbal mentorships that I hold here. And this is a place basically for people to come and find relationship and connection with the land and with each other and with the cycles and with the waters and with the elements, all the elements. So, yeah, I'm just in the midst of dreaming this place alive with the help of my family and with the help of everyone who comes here. So it's very much in the first year. This is the beginning. This is the emergence of what is to be. And I've also been, which I would love to have some conversation around, in very deep listening of what the land is wanting here, which has been a very big part of this journey and is still emerging. But yeah, learning how to be in relationship and learning what this land wants to offer and wants to teach. So it's been an incredible blessing.
So powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's two things that you just were talking about that in particular really stand out to me. One is, and it feels really important in this time in the planet that we're on, where we are in this shifting of eras planetarily, and the power of listening to the messages that the Dreamtime is sharing with us is so powerful. And it's clearly, this is such an incredible manifestation of that, of what happens when we actually listen to our dreams, and not even the dreams that we are. And I don't mean that in the way of like the dreams of what, you know, the ego wants, or the dreams of like, oh, I want to manifest this thing, but truly what is coming through in the dream time that is asking to be born into this physical reality, that right now is such a rich time on this planet for really, really listening to that and honoring that. And that is exactly what you did here
with
Casa Vida Flor, with your entire family, uprooting your entire family, coming to this location because the land called you here, because Reina de la Noche called you here, because this river, this sacred spring called you here, and really honoring that. And that it is just so beautiful to be here, to witness that. It's just absolutely amazing. But the other thing that you also mentioned that feels so important is this piece of the relationship, and particularly of the reciprocity of what does it mean to actually listen to land, to the plants, and be in a reciprocal relationship with them. And I know that that is something that you're very deeply connected with, and so I'd love to hear a little bit more about that.
Thank you so much for bringing that forward, Saria. That really feels very vital and is something that, as this whole manifestation has come forward. I mean, my journey with plants has been very long, and yet I am in a new space with how I am learning to listen and really be guided by really what the plants and what this earth wants to bring forward into our, into this dimension and this current time-space reality that we all know is quite an amazing and intense time. And so being here, living this manifestation, so much has really come forward through all of this of just listening and really being in tune, in resonance with what is coming through, what is coming through the dream time, what is coming through intuition, what is coming through and forward in realms that maybe were hard for me to listen to at one point, but really trusting them because they're speaking really loudly. And that's helpful. But a huge piece of all of this has been about trusting to be guided, trusting to be guided from these experiences, and also trusting to be guided on like a daily, moment by moment level of what is coming forward, like each day and each moment. Because yeah, I've got to tell you, it's been really vulnerable on some levels. It's been really vulnerable, like stepping forth, bringing my whole family. I definitely have a lot of visions around it. And a lot of it, I have definitely been wanting for a long time and been praying for a center and a place to have my offerings around embodying herbalism, which really is like guided by the sacred rhythms and guided by, you know, the plant realm and by our relationship with the plant spirits on like all levels, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And so, you know, a lot of it has been recognizing that there are all these visions and things that I really have been wanting to put forward and praying for, and this is a manifestation of it. And yet there's also this really vital piece of this deep listening and this deep understanding of it's not just about what I want to place here. It's very much about what the land and what the plant spirits here and what all the sentient beings who are here, the river, the spring. We live on this land that has an incredible sacred spring on the land, and what she has really been one. I mean, she, he, it, they, like, obviously, I'm not trying to put a gender on the spring, that it really wants to bring forth. And so finding that place of listening, I just can't even say that word enough, honestly. And it's not just obviously listening with my ears. It's listening with every cell of my body. It's listening with my DNA. It's remembering how to be in this relationship with the earth and with the land and with the plant beings and with all the sentient living beings that are here. And very much so the reciprocity as well. So really something that has come forward in such a big way being here is that there's so much that we often ask for, you know, from the plant realm in particular. You know, how can you help me? How what can you do to heal me, essentially? But what's really coming forward a lot with this land is what can I offer you? How can I, you know, give myself, offer to you as like this reciprocal relationship that we're creating together? Because it is this creation that's happening in unison. And in that, you know, it's always been a very big, important piece that whenever, for instance, I come to harvest a plant, I make an offering. And that has, it's like a, there's no way around it, essentially. Like, that is the reciprocity and reciprocal relationship the give and take, you know, the balance of our relationship together. But more than ever, it's really been coming forward here. And to be honest, it's been somewhat vulnerable because there's parts that I'm not sure what is to be offered. And then there's been things coming through that have been really exciting. So one of the pieces from the very beginning that was even in the dream realm before we, well, it was in the dream realm, but the water piece. But then it also, as soon as we stepped onto this land and found out that there was a spring, what really came forward and that literally was being screamed at me through my intuition and through like listening to the land was that this land, the reason that there is a spring here is they really want to offer making of flower essences, and that that is such a huge and important vital menstruum for healing humanity right now, because the flower essences work with us on such a dynamic level. Really, I mean, when I even feel into flower essences and how they work with us, it is multidimensional. And it's also working with all of our bodies, our spirit bodies, our soul bodies, our mental bodies, our emotional bodies, our physical bodies. And so, to be honest, it was fairly stunning for me because, you know, I kind of had these visions of maybe what was going to come forth. And then when that came through from the land, I was, oh, okay. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. But it wasn't something that I necessarily had envisioned. And so it was really like, it came forward quite quickly, but it also has been about the listening of how that wants to come forward. And so, yeah, I feel like there has just been so much just needing to listen and understand like what they want to offer, you know? So, but on the other side of it, speaking of flower essences, I also, for the first time, and I love creating flower essences, but it's often to take for myself and to, you know, share with my clients, work with in healing levels for people. But something that's really been coming forward and I've never done before, but I've just started to do, is there have been some essences that have come forward that really want to be placed on the land as a healing offering. There's a few in particular, but that has been also like an understanding and a listening, and this part of the reciprocity to this land is almost in a way that like a biodynamic offering is to the land. The flower essence are really like wanting to come and help heal, because a lot of this land that we're on right now has been farmed. And the primary rainforest was cut. There is some secondary rainforest that's still by the river, but a lot of it has been cut and farmed before. And monocropped. Like there was a lot of yucca monocropping and takiske. And so this land definitely has some of her own healing needs. So that has been one of the ways, amongst many other ways that are coming forward, just in that space of reciprocity. Yeah.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. There's so much I want to say after that. It's like there's so many different ways we could go with that. The flower essences, of course, the many layers of healing, mm-hmm. the vibrational aspects of healing. How they help heal the many layers of reality through this vibrational patterning sort of way. And I feel that when you talk about working with flower essences and the land, I feel that.
And a new way that they want to come forth too.
Yeah.
I've been really feeling.
Yes. The way that flower essences vibrationally work with space and patterns, both energetically in the body and then also in the land, and the different conversations that you and I have been having this week about flower essences and their medicine for this time right now on the planet.
Yeah.
I am curious to hear a little bit about how do you feel that they are wanting to come through in this time to support what's happening?
Yeah. Thank you for asking that. I mean, and I think we're all, those of us who work with flower essences, I feel like are on very similar pages with hearing how they're really wanting to come through. But I really feel it's kind of like what I was saying before, where, you know, they're working on such, so many dimensional layers, and that there is like this, because of how they're made even, and the resonance of water, and water being the conduit, and water being, yeah, the great resonator, essentially, and the vibrations that move forth through space and time, and their messages that are literally able to resonate through space and time, almost. And so, you know, particularly, I mean, in the body, obviously, you know, because we're mostly water, but even on the earth, when they're placed on the earth, there's that vibrational resonance of the messages and the intention too, you know, that is really like helping to, what comes through is like heal the whole, like a vibrational repatterning is what I really feel it and see it as. And so it's almost, when we work with flower essences in ourselves, in the body, there's kind of this vibrational like healing and repatterning. And when it's worked with on the earth, it's similar. And because we are not separate, that resonance is going through all of us.
I feel that. And totally feel that that is what is needed in this time, is the healing the whole.
Yes.
It's like we're the time of healing from a fragmented state is,
yeah,
done. It's like that's
going to
serve anymore. And so I totally feel that with essences as well, that they are so helpful with healing that patterning that you're talking about, that vibrational patterning. And
yeah.
And so much of that too is about reconnecting with the cycles, with
yes,
the cycles of time, with the cycles of the earth, with the cycles of the moon. And I know that that is so much a part of what you do with embodying herbalism. And so I was curious if you could share a little bit more about that. What does that mean to really follow, and not even follow, like be in alignment with, to really be in tune, to be dropped into a deep relationship with the cycles of the earth, of time, of the moon?
Thank you for asking that. Yes, absolutely. That is a huge piece of embodying herbalism and my work in this world, I feel like, is really that understanding of connection. And like you said, and it comes back to the no separation piece, you know, it's really working with the plant wisdom through the cycles and embodying their wisdom through the connection with the cycles, through the lunar cycles, through all the points on like the sacred wheel. And yeah, what it really has to do with is that embodiment, like how the plants are teaching us and resonating through us by our bodies being almost in ceremony with the cycles. And not almost in ceremony, in ceremony, like ceremonially working with the cycles, with the guidance of the plants. So that, I mean, in essence, is really what embodying herbalism and the work the past 4 years has really come forward. And it's very much what is happening in this space and on this land too, that, you know, there's also a sense of, it's not just every new moon that we're going to celebrate. It's in every moment that we have this connection and this reciprocation. And here more than ever, especially because we literally live with nature, in nature, open-aired home, you know, just really like we're basically living in the garden. The plants are speaking through us in that, like, because they are carrying their vibrations. Like we're literally living them in every moment of life. And so finding ways to connect and ways to bring ourselves in rhythm on actually a moment by moment basis, but then also being very intentional and specific for having ceremony and for having ritual around when the cycles are coming around, whether it's lunar or whether it's the sacred wheel or, you know, whatever rhythms you're deciding to follow, like having that intention and that sacred connection and how the plants actually really help guide us in that. And in that, you know, here is very different than, for instance, when I'm in the States. There's very different cycles, there's very different rhythms, there's very different plants. And so in that too, just having like really deep awareness and listening and watching and multi-sensory awareness, like what are you seeing? What are you looking at? What are you smelling? What's coming forth in your like physical reality with the plants there? Those are the plants that are really going to help connect you to what is happening in the rhythm right now, whether it's the new moon or whether it's Imbolc or whether it's the solstice or whether it's just another day, you know, who is surrounding you and what are they helping guide you to? What are they speaking to you? And a really amazing way to work with that is literally just listening to our senses, you know, but then there's also the piece of really bringing in those intentional times, those intentional like ritual and ceremonial pieces, and also in community, in togetherness, you know. I definitely working through having the experience of working together in community, the ritual aspect and the ceremonial aspect is really so much more dynamic when we do it together. And I feel so much more joy and so much more comes through, and the plants are literally doing this dance of excitement when we do it together. And also the remembrance and the understanding that we've been doing this together for a long time. And so really like bringing those pieces forward too, of a lot of it is just so much about remembering and unlocking that, those places that may be hidden or maybe you have full awareness of, but just really like we hold it all. We have in our DNA those, every understanding of how to be in relationship with the plants and with the earth and with the elements and with the cycles and with the rhythms. It's already there. But dancing it alive is really, really important too. And giving offering and prayer and ceremony and is also beautiful and vital too. So, and however that looks for you, it looks different for all of us. But even just receiving that joy and that excitement from the earth is part of that. It's part of that reciprocal relationship too. I really feel with this, you know, with ceremony and with following the rhythms, that's a way to meet and have reciprocity and relationship with the plant realm and with the earth and with the elements and with our own divinity. So, yeah.
Beautiful. Well, thank you, Katie, for sharing that. So powerful. Mm-hmm. So powerful. Yeah, I wish everyone listening could just be sitting here with us in person. And so tell us a bit more about how can people find out more about you and your work?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So you can definitely find me on social media, both Instagram and Facebook. Instagram handle is katie.embodyingherbalism. I'm on Facebook, Embodying Herbalism. And I also have a website that really needs to be redone right now. But you can definitely get a feeling for what is happening and just my work at embodyingherbalism.com. And yeah, we this year are offering tropical herbal mentorships, where, and it's very personally curated tropical herbal mentorships. And we, our home is also a guest home. So we offer a place for people to stay and really dive in to relationship and everything we've been talking about, as well as things you may be interested in, whether you know about tropical plants or want to learn about them. And also just flower essences and being in relationship with the land, plant spirit medicine, ceremony, all of those things. Yeah, and also embodying herbalism through the lunar cycles is going to be a community program, really, that is going to be in person this year. But all of embodying herbalism, like through the Sacred Earth Wheel, which is where we celebrate the Earth holiday cycles, as well as the lunar cycles that I'm going to start within the community this year, but will be on online platforms in future.
Amazing. Well, yeah. I do have to say, just being here in person, I can't wait to come back.
I can't wait for you to come back. It has been really, really, really special for you and Paul to be here. And just that is, I mean, just as an ending, a closure, that's really what this land has also called to. This land is for community. This land is for people to come. What it has really been speaking to me in a very clear way is, this is way beyond just me and my family. This is a place for people to come and connect and remember and be in relationship. And so, yeah, come on down. This is your place just as much as it is ours. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Katie, so much. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really appreciate and have so much gratitude for you and all the work that you're doing in this world and in every realm.
There are a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much. So, yeah. So great. And thank you all for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you.
And thanks so much for listening and joining us today on the Plant Spirit Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and please follow to subscribe, leave a review, and look forward to seeing you on the next episode.